Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of Yahweh been revealed? For he grew up before Yahweh like a sapling and like a sprout out of parched earth. He had no remarkable appearance or splendor. When we saw him, there was no beauty to attract us. He was despised and rejected by people, a man of sorrows and one familiar with pain. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we considered him insignificant. But surely he has borne our sicknesses and carried our sorrows. Yet we thought he was being punished by God, struck by God and afflicted. But he was pierced because of our rebellious deeds. He was crushed because of our iniquities. The punishment for our peace was on him, and with his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have each turned to his own way, and Yahweh has placed on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, yet when he humbled himself, he did not open his mouth. As a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By coercion and judgment he was taken away. As for his generation, who thought that he was cut off from the land of the living, or that he was punished for the transgression of my people? They placed his grave with the criminals, with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, nor had there been any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was Yahweh's will to crush him and make him ill. When he makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and Yahweh's purpose will be accomplished through him. After the suffering of his life, he will see light and be satisfied by his knowledge. My righteous servant will justify many. He will bear their iniquities. Therefore will I give him his portion among the multitudes, and he will divide the plunder with the many, because he exposed himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.